This is Mark Waite, Editor-in-Chief of Boom Studios, and you're listening to The Dollar Bin.
Hey, this is Adam of The Dollar Bin. The following under hour of program you're about to listen to is mostly cutting room floor stuff from the Best of 2008 show recorded a few weeks ago in Charlotte, North Carolina. Following that, we're going to get a little bit into some of the cutting room floor stuff from one of our earlier shows to Charlotte, consisting of Adam, Brian, and Terrence. I believe it's actually the Dollar Bin Goes to Charlotte show, so you're going to get some stuff cut from that. During the Best of 2008 show, one of the things we did was we all kind of went around the room and talked about some of our favorite things of 2008. So that's going to be in there to look forward to if you can make it through the first 15 minutes of sports talk, because I know that our listeners love sports talk. Also, towards the end, there's a little hip-hop talk. One announcement I would like to make is that we're going to be doing our review shows of Watchmen, the movie, and the book coming up next weekend. So if anybody would like to call the voicemail, 864-335-9148, and maybe leave us a little message of your predictions of Watchmen, and if you think you're going to like it. And after you've seen it, maybe you can call up and give us a little review of the movie so that we can post that in there as well and maybe respond to it. So that number again is 864-335-9148. And if you call up and leave a voicemail letting us know what you expect from the movie, and then a little later, call us up and let us know what you got from the movie. We do have a couple things to give away. We have a few books. Brandon Padgett, a.k.a. Big Dog, donated quite a few things. And we have quite a collection of stuff that we've been gathering throughout 2008. Usually we give those away during the Best of 2008 show. But I think we're going to spend the next few weeks and give a few of those out. So the first couple people to call and leave a voicemail of their predictions, and the first couple people to call and leave a voicemail review, we'll go ahead and give some things away. I don't really know what we're giving away. We have a few comics. We have some graphic novels and such. So some mini comics. So it'll be something. It's free. Okay, seriously, it's free. You call, you leave a voicemail. That's it. And you get free stuff. We even pay for shipping. It's free. So add to the show. Dollar Bin, coming up next.
Let's just turn this into a baseball preview show.
No, God, no.
So, Braves are going to suck this year. How about that?
It's not really going to help you not suck, but you guys are probably going to get Griffey Jr.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
Who's
yeah,
you
that's,
guys?
That's from us, the White Sox.
Okay.
Who's Griffey Jr.?
I was like, what?
Can Griffey
black guys
Jr.?
Get
yeah. See, the was, black guys are going to get
the black guys. I think we already have him.
You see, I think he's a lifetime member.
He came into the world on our son.
No, Michael Jackson shows you that is not a lifetime membership.
You see, I didn't know if there was gender or race. Draft race. I didn't hear about
racial draft, yeah.
Did you see where Andrew Jones signed a minor league contract?
Yes, because he sucks. He hit like 120.
He weighed 400 pounds last year.
He fell that far off the radar?
Yeah, he was.
Holy cow.
They took his steroids away and he replaced it with cupcakes.
He used to be a stud.
The bad news is before his horrible season, he had numbers and statistics that would bear him out as being a Hall of Famer.
I agree. Yeah,
and now, if he doesn't make it back in, he won't.
No, we're close.
He was starting off that way, though.
I mean, it's the same thing with your boy Aroids, right?
Aroids,
oh, yeah.
Well, first off, I'm a Yankee fan, not an A-Fraud fan. Shows that you don't read my Twitter.
Yeah. We had this discussion earlier.
He'll still get in. He is already being forgiven by the media.
Yeah,
because he came out, you got to do, like Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'll fully admit Andy Pettit's one of my boys.
Okay.
But Andy Pettit did even better than A-Rod. He explained exactly when he took, why he took it,
who,
and all of that kind of stuff, and the evidence bears him out. If A-Rod
for both Clemson
Andy Pettit,
if A-Rod never has another incident of steroids,
well, baseball is not American.
They will,
not anymore.
They will basically edit out those 3 years, and he'll still go in.
Which
Andy,
I am a fan.
Because he's going to, if he doesn't get hurt or retire early, he's going to hit like 800 home runs.
How about Julius Peppers leaving?
Oh, Ah,
come on, man.
Very excited about that.
He doesn't care.
I'm very excited about that. Because I hate Carolina.
Oh, I hate Carolina.
Does anybody want to buy Julius Peppers jerseys? I got two of them for sale.
Maybe one of his. Maybe him in the New England Patriots.
I've seen him at bars and clubs. He's very intimidating.
Yeah, that's his neck is like his boy.
Yeah, he's got a pink neck.
You know our basketball seats. He came right up and sat right in front of us.
You know who else is a monster?
By the way, when am I going to get to go to another free?
I'm trying to get Laker tickets.
I'm trying to get a free Laker ticket.
I'm going to see Maryland and Clemson on Tuesday.
If you guys want to see any like professional stars, just
see
go
us
to
kick the snot out of Maryland.
That's right up the street.
Did they, you guys win? Oh,
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
win today?
Yeah, I saw like freaking.
I would play at one. So
Maki Kemoyatu.
I was watching.
That's a big game earlier.
Yeah, I was watching Clemson Virginia Tech was on earlier. Was that an old game?
He's officially the biggest human I've ever seen.
He's a mess.
Must be.
Wasn't Clemson Virginia Tech was on at your house
today?
When I,
yeah,
it was just Virginia. Went
Clemson Virginia played a, started playing at one.
Yeah, it was today.
So yeah,
that was at your house when I got there. Okay, yeah.
I mean, we could just cut the game on and do commentary.
I'm surprised you're not watching it.
I sacrifice a lot of things for
it. Is Virginia though? Of course, it is Clemson.
Clemson was losing when I saw.
I was up at us blowing a 17 point second half lead against Florida State, so anything's possible.
Yeah, that's true.
God, that game sucked.
Anybody a Duke fan?
Maryland lost to Duke by 41 points.
To Duke? Really?
Yeah.
God, y'all suck this year.
Well, they had to take it out on you guys after getting spanked by Carolina.
You think Gary Williams is getting fired?
I think he might make it through this one more season.
He's got capital, though.
It's funny because I was talking to my stepdad about it, right? And I was like, you know, it's like he was like, but he won, you know, not. I mean, he won a tournament, and not a lot of teams have done that. But I was like, yeah, but that was 5 years ago, and I mean, the next year they didn't even make Sweet 16.
Right.
The last 2 years they haven't even made the tournament.
They fell really hard, really fast.
But and I was when I was talking to him about it, he was like, yeah, he's like, you know what the problem is? The problem is Gary Williams as a coach works his players. He works them hard. And recruits don't want to come to Maryland because other coaches are easier on their players.
Roy
so coach team like players that. Would rather go yeah, to other teams because they can they have it easier. Where Maryland Gary Williams works them, and that's why we're not getting the recruits that we need. We're missing a lot of talent out of the D.C. Maryland area. There's a lot of talent that we don't get.
And then everybody that's not a factory is hurting recruiting because you guys don't play any sort of system. You guys have to have talent to win.
Yeah, and I mean. Well, I mean, it's like what we had last. We had Steve Francis for a while, but we won the year after he left.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the year that we won the tournament. So I mean, it's like
when y'all get a player that's that big of a mark on the program, though.
Yeah.
They help other people.
Oh yeah, bring more talent. Yeah.
Like Joe Smith. Joe Smith only stayed 2 years, but that was a big
point guard they had after him. The white point guard. Wasn't Steve Blake up there?
Yes.
He was right after Francis.
Yeah.
They brought him in.
Yeah.
And he had Lonnie Baxter.
He's
a journeyman.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, I mean, they've had talent. They haven't been able to recruit anybody.
And the
worst part is we're losing local recruits. Yeah. We can't even recruit people from the Maryland, D.C. area.
Well, they're talking like Duke's losing
Speaking
recruits.
Speaking of D.C.
Yes.
We were actually talking about comics.
Coming up next on SportsCenter, we'll have an exclusive interview with Devin and Scott Boris.
And Stuart Scott makes outdated, you know, hip-hop references.
What happened to Stuart Scott? He looks weird now.
His eye.
Oh, you mean the eye? Or
Philadelphia. Somebody hit him in the head with a baseball bat.
No,
right?
He was a football. His eye, right?
It was a football.
He was like at a tryout for. Oh, was he doing
Eagles.
A story?
It was the Eagles.
Yeah, he was doing a story. I can't remember if it was a tryout or he was doing a story.
It was a
on
story.
Them. But he was, you know, they were doing, like, you know, the machine, you shove the ball in, it flies out like 30, 40
yeah,
miles an hour. He took one in the eye.
He got hit by a football, too.
He was hit by, to clarify, he was hit by a football. I don't know what happened afterwards. I don't know what happened after that.
It looked like he took one in the eye.
So that's how he kept his job at ESPN. He threatened not to sue if they fired
probably.
Him.
He's like, I need a lifetime deal, and I can say all kind of asinine things. And, you know, sound like an old rapper that's also a stroke victim. You know, just like, God, this is ridiculous.
All right.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Worst ESPN personality ever. I'm going to go with Chris Berman.
Yeah. No, I like Chris Berman.
I don't know. I hated Chris Berman until I saw those videos online of him. Like,
he's done enough good stuff that I like him.
Have you seen those yet? Oh man, he is a true douchebag. Like
he's John Madden. He's nothing but a
Stephen
caricature.
A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. Because I had another friend that was an intern there, and if you don't call him Stephen A. Smith in every like situation, he will not respond. Like if you say Stephen Smith, Mr. Smith, it's Stephen A. Smith.
You can't call him Mister.
You have to say that you can, it's Stephen A. Smith.
Who's he think he is? Al Davis.
Cool name.
Well, all of his predictions are wrong. All of them.
He's just a
They the prime time of the Pac-Man. They listed all of his previews from the year before. All of them, not even close.
Well, that doesn't surprise
me. Like they're all.
He's all on the Nuggets. He loves the Nuggets. Go, Allen.
Jim Rome.
Ugh.
Yeah. How does he have a job?
He's like, how does he have a job? Being a D-back.
That's his
like,
job that's is to thing. Be a dick, though.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't like. That like sports reporting has gotten into that.
Yeah.
Like Colin Cowherd. Cowherd
is the other guy.
Why do you want to listen to somebody that's just being a dick for 3 hours?
I know. I
mean, why would a show have somebody that's a dick?
Artie Spanier's the same way. I'm like,
nothing but negativity all the time. I mean.
I said,
why would a show someone have a dick on someone who's a dick on it all the time? Why would somebody keep somebody like that?
See, I beat you to it. I said, if I wanted to listen to that, I'd record myself.
You just said your name. Hi, I'm Terrence.
How about this? You
obviously know your name.
No, you said Terrence, and then you fucking started looking at the wall talking to it. So. I didn't realize you were addressing me.
It's $75.
Something I like to do to wrap up the awards is do another around the room thing.
Oh, shit.
And basically just
all
say...
All right, take your pants off.
Yeah. And let's measure.
I can save you some time on that. Just give me the award.
I mean,
just, I can save you some time.
I lose.
Basically just say what it is, like, I guess... Your biggest, your favorite thing from the year, as far as comics go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whether it's a series or an issue or a movie or something. Whatever was like your moment of 07 or your thing for 08, sorry.
Yeah.
Adam?
Being on the show with you guys.
No.
Oh, poor.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was actually going to say that. See,
I was going to say that too.
Destroying
you
destroying me. Yeah,
I wish you'd have started over here.
Dude, I mean, I'm just.
Nice.
Oh. That was when we should have been podcasting.
Yeah.
Not only did you not say that,
but she reminds you you didn't say it.
See, I was going to say Sean's my favorite thing.
Holy crap.
I mean,
ouch.
You know, it's whatever.
Not the whatever.
It's whatever. Whatever.
You know, if you don't beat it, then.
It's the day after Valentine's Day.
My favorite thing from 2008 is Boom Studios.
And elaborate, maybe?
Just the books they're putting out, the way they're doing things. Just I've really been increasingly enjoying Boom Studios, and I think I'm going to continue to increasingly enjoy everything that they put out throughout this year as well.
If we had been on time enough to do this actually at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
and we were also going to do a preview for 09,
yeah.
I think Boom would definitely be in our... Keep an eye on them.
Muppet Show, Muppet Robin Hood,
Invincibles,
Incredibles.
Yeah. The Disney and the
Marcia Takara is doing the art.
With Dave Marcia Takara.
Mark Waid's doing
the art.
The Disney and the Muppet stuff that they have coming up, hopefully, will do really well for them.
I just say, you know, they're not a huge publisher. Mark Waid obviously knows what he's doing, and the rest of that team knows what they're doing too.
Yeah, please support Boom Studios, people. That's,
Oh wow, I'm like number one.
So that's it. Well, that's what I'm so far.
Team.
No,
just
2008 year in comics,
Sean.
I guess aside from you know being on the show, like Ted was gonna say, and freaking bastards. No, aside from that, I would say pretty much anything that was peripheral of. A large crossover event. I loved, you know, Captain Britain. I loved all of the stuff that was happening in like Green Lantern outside of Final Crisis. Like I said, everything that didn't have to do with a major event was pretty good in the big two. Like for the most part, I dug what I was getting, and I can't always say that. Also, there was a lot of new stuff. Like that was another thing. Like you know, between what else was new? Guardians of the Galaxy was that all? That was new. Yeah, I dug that too. You know. There were a lot of things you could try and not be locked into for.
I did try a lot of new things in 2008.
Really, you should have said how you know we gave you an award, but since you didn't, Ted.
Also, I should say that the fact that my wife named my child after some comic book stuff,
which was the greatest, by the way.
Except for who you're going to name him after.
Yeah, I stand by my decision. I'm not going to name him Ed Robert.
You stand by your man?
No, right out Robert, man.
Ed Robert.
Ed Kirkman Hoskins is not going to be...
I will support that.
No, you wouldn't, bastard.
And I still wanted Grimlock.
I wanted Grimlock, too.
Grimlock Hoskins. The
original, was
going to...
I wanted Lucas Cage, but that wasn't going to fly, so...
I'm thorough, if nothing else.
Yeah. That's just so funny.
Well, I think the thing that stands out for me is HeroesCon. That was my first convention I'd ever went to. Met a bunch of cool people. Got a chance to bid on some art that I didn't win. That was pretty cool. A lot of good books. Like 1985 sticks out. I don't think I had it. Adam's probably going to edit out everything I said about it. So. Really good book. I hope everyone can pick it up. But no, it was a good year.
Show's going to be so long, Adam's not going to edit any of it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like
just
one part.
Post it.
It's going to happen sometime. It's like what happened with Sweet Christmas. Like, oh, here it is.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to cut this
one part,
chunk out.
Crash the site.
Put the 2 hours of the rest of it up there.
What about you, Sean?
Oh, boy. I'm going to think. I became...
Mrs. Doughty.
Shadow.
I became store manager. In 2008 of Heroes, and that was kind of taking up all of my time. No,
who was manager
not
before you?
Todd. He was like operations manager. He did all the ordering.
Todd Harlan?
Yeah. So now I do like all the superhero ordering for the stores. Pretty.
You are in charge of the superheroes of Charlotte.
Do you have an outfit? Yeah. Like a costume?
No.
Nothing?
She won't wear costumes.
Mr. Manager.
Whoa. That's on the list.
That's on the list.
That made number four.
Any costumes, really?
It's 4A.
It's an amendum.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an amendum to the Constitution of Sean.
I guess my, I got Kramer's Ergot. Kramer's Ergot, volume 7. Pretty awesome.
That's a pricey book.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Wasn't that thing like $115?
It's $125 retail, but I get a discount.
Sweet sassy lassie.
Like 97% discount.
No. We have to, what?
Five
like...
fingered. She's walked out the back.
Yeah, with that giant 3-foot book.
With a book that's half her size.
Yeah. Should come with them backpack straps.
Can I shift my pull list to like your list and you just buy my books for me? Can we work that out? And I give you like, you know, something off the top. Work that out.
Just kidding.
I'm gonna say no.
You have an eye infection? What the hell was that?
No.
I don't know. I mean, nothing like comic book wise kind of stands out. I mean, I've been reading Green Lantern. I think that's my new favorite book.
I think your celebrity couple status.
Yeah,
yes.
That's my favorite
Shadum
thing
goes,
about you for the
saying.
For 2008.
I think when they argue, they can be Black Shadum.
Yeah, you guys hurt my feelings. I thought you guys were arguing. Like,
oh,
why
no.
didn't you call me? And it was like still was like a.
It's like Bobby and Daddy are fighting in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, kind of hurt. Like, no,
hold your breath, moment.
You're not supposed to see behind the curtain. No, you're not supposed to. See that.
Sadly, she had called me, but my phone was in my closet.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it ring.
And he hadn't called me back.
What? Your phone was in
your closet? I just toss it in there sometimes.
If I would have seen that in a good reply time frame, I would have put that, you know, when you call him and he's on the phone with me, he'll pretty much hang up on me. I was like, oh, that's Sean. Click. Like, I was in mid sentence.
Sean's calling. Gotta go.
All time. All right, later.
I don't even get time to say all right later. He's just like, all right, Sean's calling.
Oh no, I just say it. I mean, he's not like still there to hear. I just say it so I make myself feel better about the situation.
So the hurt won't be as bad.
Saying it to the dial tone.
It's not like I ever have anything important to say. You can keep talking to them. I don't care.
We've been dating him for 3 years, and you come along. And
I know. I just mess things up. I'm sorry.
All right, on to something maybe positive. Brandon, you're 2008.
You mean 2009?
No, 8.
No, 8.
What are you thankful? Your best
stuff. Oh, for thankful for 2008. I haven't been paying attention.
I've been asleep.
I haven't got a couple things. One of the biggest things I've been really happy about is the independent comics have given me something to read besides Marvel and DC. I can actually get out and read something that I'm not accustomed to and actually be pulled in every month or you know, a trade or what have you. But I've been pretty happy with that.
Voguing with that?
I was watching that. I was just kind of distracted by Brian voguing.
Want to go to the dance club? What can I say?
The other thing, and this is kind of personal, and no, nothing like that. It's kind of
the herpes cleared up.
Well, it's just temporary. I will not let him say that shit comes back.
They're gone.
You can still spread it,
and you know from experience.
I know. I know.
Thanks for selling my
those
personal
damn outbreaks.
No,
you shouldn't have put that up. So
Jessica,
early.
I will give it
guys,
to you too.
He's trying to get serious here. Come all right, on.
I've been able to do a lot of stuff with art and like Sketch Charlotte and Deviant Art and even here Dollar Bin. And I'm actually glad that we're growing and doing some things. And like me and Terrence are going to do something for Heroes Con Special.
And,
I'm very, very grateful that people actually want me to draw stuff for them. So for the two guys that actually have me draw for them on the Dollar Bin, I really appreciate you guys. And, and hopefully I can do some more stuff for you guys soon. Thanks, guys.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Can I step in 1 second? Yeah, Terrence, I got to thank you for that, Alan.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to draw it, dude.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, go to our forum. Yeah. Ted and Brandon both have multiple art things.
Terrence, though.
since all black people look alike, I think we're just gonna merge me and Ted's threads Ted-its. Together.
Ted-its.
I'm colorblind, Ted-its. So it's not. It's that you sound alike.
Terrence
did a sweet Alan the Alien from Invincible for Theodore.
Oh God, no!
You mean Tedrick?
It's Tedrick.
We start calling you Rick. Can we do Rick. That?
Only if he does the Rick Ashley
Rick
song.
Rick Tarver.
That's it right there. We are gonna make a.
I remember some comedian was like, "I'm a little white guy with a big old black
boy." We're gonna Rickroll you.
Yeah, we just Rickrolled the dollar bill.
I do want to throw out one of the other great things of 2008 was the.
You already had your turn.
I know, but I only named one thing. And, like everybody else has been naming like multiple things as they.
And
go
you
around.
Didn't even mention the thing you were supposed to.
Yes,
right.
You dropped the ball.
No, yeah. One of the,
he's
one
not
going
to mention this time either.
I'd like to add is the Dollar Bin Friends Assembled book.
Yes,
that is one of the most things I'm most proud of in 2008.
I'm happy with that as well. You gave me, you
and,
I got published.
And I'm really glad for everybody that worked on that. And I'm really looking forward to using my welfare money to print 2009.
Nice. Speaking of looking forward.
Excellent.
Shauna looking forward to dropping you off of her.
You're getting dropped off her pull list.
When is my stuff due for that book?
He's going to be dependent.
March 31st.
Oh, that is
really?
Yes.
Damn. I'm going to get creative soon.
Oh, nuts.
My contributions to that book will be in the last. Devin, what about you?
Well, since everybody's being mushy, I can start off with that.
Oh. Too close to ground zero right there.
Are you going to start with Brad McGinty?
No. That was like the worst thing that happened in 2008.
For you, for the rest of it, it's really funny.
Wait, what happened?
Adam decided to make a big gay joke out of the fact that we were excited about hanging out with Brad. He's like, Devin's gay for her.
No,
he tells Brad that I got a crush on him. So, like, the one, like, you know, like, cool person that will go out and drink with us, it's like, you know, at the tables and everything with us. And now I can't hang out with him because...
The restraining order?
He looks at me funny now because Adam told him I got a crush on him.
So you're the rabbit in the book.
He gave you that awesome crazy penis button.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And then now it's nothing but gay shit from Brad now.
That's awesome.
Awesome, great, Adam.
That's awesome.
Plus Adam gave you banana hammock for the ride home without telling you what it was.
He gave me banana hammock too.
No, except he was wearing it.
That was on purpose.
Are we still talking about comics?
Jesus.
Rob Allman comics.
Okay, so anyway, I was just gonna say that even though we seem to, you know, sometimes lose members and or places to record.
Sometimes
I'm thankful that we always
sometimes in actuality
end up with new blood, you know, and new people that have new things to contribute, and you know what I'm saying, or forever growing shit. That's awesome. Okay, other than that, Blackest Night, which has proven out to be pretty cool. House of Mystery has been a big surprise hit for
another
me.
Mind fuck book.
Yeah, it is, but I like it a lot. And Invincible Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's been pretty flipping awesome. The art in it is stellar, and Fraction is writing a Tony Stark that I actually like, so that's impressive.
Which he said he would, and we did not believe him.
Mm-hmm. We talk shit, but he proved us wrong. I like to be proved wrong like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, lowered expectations weren't out this time.
Lowered expectations.
Sweet. Brian, what are you thankful for?
SNL.
It's actually Mad TV.
Oh, is it Mad TV?
Yeah.
Is it? Whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of lowered expectations.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. They don't exist anymore, so they can't sue us. Or I should say you, not I know.
I thought it's associated
with the use of
it's covered under parody.
I thought Mad TV got picked up by somebody else.
It shows on Comedy Central, but it's not new.
Yeah.
I guess as far as I go, puppies, rainbows,
Walking Dead.
I am gonna say, from a comic book standpoint, it's more choices than I used to have. Like each year since we started this little experiment, my pull list changes and has expanded to stuff that I didn't used to read, and the stuff that I didn't used to read, as far as subject matter and companies and things like that, has all been better than the stuff that I'm letting fall by the wayside. So, my expanding comic book horizons, I guess, would be something. And to kind of echo what Devin said as far as changes within the company. I like the fact that we're not only are we continuing, but we're continuing to try to be upwardly mobile. Adam and I often have a conversation. All right, if we do this, and what are we going to do next? Or if we do all this stuff, how the hell are we going to do more the following year?
Steadily have a stream of people to replace the people that Brian chases away.
Exactly. Oh. How are we going to continue to get people when people continue to quit because of Brian?
Damn.
And we're not actually kidding.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it's funny because it's accurate.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm glad that there is still a Dollar Bin 09.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe actually there will be 10.
I don't know, man.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
It's sketchy. It's sketchy.
You know the only reason I got with you is because you're like...
Because she likes being in a celebrity comedy.
Because
you're Adam from the Dollar Bin.
Yeah.
No, actually,
if you don't have that,
podcast
what,
Adam. That's it's not Dollar Bin. It's Podcast Adam.
Podcast Adam.
If you don't have that, then what do you have?
It's not
especially
just
now, because...
Oh! Oh!
You still got your sweet Amish haircut.
Nice. Amish about my haircut.
Man. You were gonna go on stream with that, man. You were gonna stream the show with that, man.
Most of that stuff doesn't get cut anyway. It's the ums and the ahs and the stupid pauses and the segues that don't go anywhere that gets cut. The insults usually all stay.
Speaking of Amish.
Who hates Mark Miller?
I hate Mark Miller for a lot of reasons. Wanted being one of the top ones.
No,
because
I don't.
Wanted right up until
the ending was a total punk out.
The ending was like, you might as well just been jacking off like right there and then going, how you like this in your eye? Because that's...
That's what it was.
Because that's really what it was. At the end of it, it was like you read all this shit and you were enjoying it.
He's
right up until now
trip.
When I tell you to go get a life as a comic reader.
The funny thing about Wanted, and I wish we would have had you guys for the Wanted show.
Well, we can start doing redos.
Is half
Redux.
Of edit. Half of the people that read that come across with that last page being exactly that and got really fucking pissed.
Right.
Really?
When they read it. And
I
then the other
it.
Half people
just
don't see anything about it.
I gave it.
But that's right
little,
down the middle for that book.
Yeah.
No,
pretty interesting way to end a book.
To me, the thing was,
the
book was great up until that point.
That's really why
I was so mad about it, was because it was like, it was well done. It was a great concept.
It was
being well executed. And like right at the end, exactly, it was a cop out at the end. If they'd ended it with him shooting his dad in the head, I'd have been like, fuck it, this is all right. You know what I mean? But right, like, right there at the end, it's just like,
and all, so this, well, by the way, and all this is getting cut out. Like,
it's going to cut out. It's going to be $25
for next year. All these books that you just bought. You know what I mean?
Why don't you just come hand me a $20 bill and I'll just tell you to fuck off.
Exactly. I do the same thing.
When we did the Wanted show, I hadn't read Wanted.
Right.
So I think I borrowed it from Devin.
Yeah.
So I was like, Devin, let me borrow Wanted so I could read it. I got about halfway through that book and said, I've read this. I've already read this book. I don't know how I just forgot. I completely forgot that I read the book. And about halfway in, I was like, I don't remember what's going to happen, but as I read, I remembered that happening.
Right. And I also, I think I voted for Hulk because...
I don't... Well, I mean, I'm bringing it back,
dude. So. I really hope that rumor's right.
But is he going to come out and say he was wrong?
I will buy that issue, and I will laugh.
And don't put that.
Don't buy it.
I'm buying it.
Don't. You're making him right if you buy it.
But I'm going to laugh at every single person.
Adam, when Sean beats you, eventually you have to stop. She continues to hit you. You have to walk away.
Dude, he fell on the stairs.
And into a door. And the trunk
with
of my car.
But just all right, so odds are I won't actually
well,
buy
like
it.
Well, like the Amazing Spider-Man, like I was going to buy one of the Obama covers. This nice cover.
Yeah.
And I was going to get it for, like, for the regular price or whatever. Story. And Adam reminded me that we did a show after that happened at Richard's. Where we said we weren't going to buy it anymore, that we were pissed off enough that we weren't going to buy Amazing Spider-Man. He hadn't bought it since. I haven't bought it since. And I didn't buy the cover because of that. If you were being militant and you were holding to that stance, when Joe Quesada flips the switch back and gives you all the finger, if you go buy that book again, you're just making him right. Don't make him right. If you weren't going to buy the book because of that, you can't buy it now because he fixed it back for you because all he's doing is fucking laughing in your face.
Well, sold.
I won't feel very proud when I pick up my next Amazing Spider-Man. So, thank you.
Well, I mean, if people want to buy it, that's fine. But my particular stance was I thought he was wrong, and I was going to stick to it. And him going back on his word or whatever, that doesn't make it right. To use something that T said earlier, it's like A-Rod apologizing for using steroids and then hitting 50 homers this year.
Yeah, because Quesada hasn't apologized once. He knows he's wrong.
No, by him changing it, he knows he's wrong. Right. That's an admission. A-Rod's not apologizing for anything specifically. It's like Giambi didn't.
Right.
I did something I wasn't supposed to.
That's what
it is. Like a Doctor Strange return or something. Is that going to be as a comeback?
My guess is, I've heard rumors. I don't know if it's as much a backlash of the readership, but I think it's just really hard to tie that into normal continuity. Because there's Spider-Man, like we did, there was that whole map. Right. He ties into so many different storylines that changing that really fucked up a lot of other
books. Yeah.
And people had to ignore it.
Look at New Avengers. New Avengers, pretty early on, he tells him he's Pete. They're calling him Pete to his face. He's walking around without his mask and stuff like that. He has not even lifted his mask up to take a drink since that happened. Yep, that messed up a whole bunch of continuity because his aunt and his wife were living with Wolverine and the rest of them.
And now that's gone. They touched on that. They kind of said something about...
Like Cap offered for them to live there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How is he going to live there with them not knowing his identity? It's all messed up.
Yeah.
You know,
because he's still on the run as an unregistered.
Yeah, he's still unregistered.
As he's an unregistered superhero, so it's not like he's not on the run anymore.
The Fraction Spider-Man, Iron Man issue that he wrote where they interacted. Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah,
how much would it have been if his hands weren't tied?
Yeah.
With the continuity issues, because their relationship is all ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like I kind of know who you are, but we didn't go through all this other crap. How much easier would it have been for Fraction to write that if he could have just written it?
Because they had that like whole screwed up father son thing going that they could have that's totally good material that they couldn't even mine anymore. Right. So.
Somebody needs to interview Quesada and that comes out and say, hey man, did you know you fucked up?
I'm sure that interview will be us.
You know all your white guy impressions sound alike?
Really?
Just want to throw it out there.
They all sound like Terrence.
Yeah, thanks. It's not a white guy, though.
Thanks for stereotyping us there, pal.
You win.
So,
That's why he sent all those signed issues of Criminal.
Yeah, which
he was still
awesome.
Part of the second funniest podcast. Second funniest panel.
Fraction had a whole
panel.
Box of signed issues.
I did not even see that.
That were just for free because yeah. Brubaker felt bad about it. I got I got the Criminal promo.
I didn't know about that either, and I worked
signed.
At Heroes.
Nice. Thanks for caring.
I didn't know
they
about that.
They only had like one.
So?
What the hell when am did, I going to give that to? I got that
could,
for me.
You could have gotten
hey,
me something.
Hey, when nobody told me about this. I work at Heroes, and I did not know about this.
Yeah, he had a little
first
box there with a bunch
book,
of Brubaker books, and they were all signed as an apology for not being
aww,
able to come.
That's so sweet of him.
I know. It was awesome.
Is there
awesome
anything in that Zero issue that's not cake. In
no, it's, I think it's the first issue. It's basically just a promo. Of the, it's like half the first issue.
I got you.
It's got the same cover and everything, I think.
But it is signed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Working at Heroes, but, you don't get anything. I'm still
Sean
waiting
Phillips
on my Barry Kitson sketch from 2 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The
he
funniest
me a sketch.
Brutal.
The funniest but most sad thing about Heroes last year was
well, he said, oh, yeah,
the
know,
first time Sean gets to walk around,
and...
she comes to our table and we give her like her free stuff.
Yeah.
And she looked like she was about to cry because it was the first aww free thing she had gotten. She's like, this is so sweet.
It was
like,
the, it
just
was the
a
first
t-shirt
time I
got
to get
book
away from the booth. It was Sunday afternoon. And I was like, I finally get a break for a whole hour.
Yeah, it was
for a whole hour all to myself.
Yeah, they had run you ragged about that.
I worked 70, 80 hours that week.
Voluntary
16
slavery
hours straight on Saturday.
Screw that crap.
And you saw me Saturday.
Yes, I
not,
did.
I was not
at the art auction night. Or?
That was when we
oh,
bonded.
God, I was
yeah,
not
I love the 3 minutes I saw you at the art auction. And
you just caught her at a low point.
Exactly.
Exactly. That entire wow relationship started. Oh.
And now we know.
A low point, and then they gave me booze.
Yeah, a low point, and she was drunk every night.
That was the highlight.
It was like
of
college
my,
all
like,
over
weekend,
again.
Though. That was the highlight of my weekend. With
except Adam's, yeah, Adam's even worse because he's the guy that's hitting on the drunk trick, and he doesn't drink.
Oh, you're so scared.
You drinking water?
That's how I lost my virginity.
Twice. What?
At Heroes Con?
Twice.
Wow.
God, if only that weren't true.
You need to get a shirt.
Bartender, give me a shot of Everclear and a water.
A shot of
here
water.
Here you go, honey.
Oh, yeah, a shot of water. Yeah, sure. Woo,
woo. Oh, man, I've had too
again
much.
Those again.
Adam did not take advantage of me.
I did the exact opposite of take advantage of him.
The lady will have a boiler maker and a shot of Everclear and a shot
you're
of Jägermeister
taking advantage
and
of
I'll
her
have a water.
Advantage of
better
me
make that water a double.
Adam's a new superhero.
Water on the rocks.
It's called the Spanish Fly.
No, I think he actually pulled a Cassidy from Preacher. That is a Cassidy.
Oh, oh, we're giving you hell.
Does that mean he's
so Brubaker wins, huh?
She's also a BA, right?
She's a BA. So after I edit all that out, Brubaker wins.
You don't have a library card?
I don't
like
either.
I grew up here.
I don't have a library
been
card.
Like 5 years.
Really?
I'm from Atlanta.
What do I need to go to the library
one
for?
That I signed when I was like in second grade, and it's all like, Sean.
Yeah. You have to renew like, it though, don't you?
No.
I
use
did
the same library card from when you were in second
yeah, you can
grade.
If you live in a town of 500 people, you can.
Dude, don't make fun of my like Mecklenburg.
Mecklenburg. I wasn't making fun
Charlotte
of Mecklenburg.
Come on, from the Mint Hill.
I'm actually moving to Mint Hill.
Is that where really your big giant house is?
Where Mint Hill?
Are there rockets attached to that house so you can just shoot
like,
it into space?
Right, where I live.
I shoot it into space on a nightly basis.
Sweet, we can go hang out at Brandon's house.
My house.
Damn it, man. That would have got everybody
that
hear that.
That ought to close the show.
How did everybody miss that show?
What happened?
Crap.
He asked Brandon if his house has rockets attached so he can yeah shoot it off into space. And Ted says, I shoot it off into space every night.
Nice.
Oh, I wonder how long the conversation was for them to decide if they could do the hammer is my penis. Like, can we get away
yeah,
with doing that?
Can we get
that
away with that one? You think we'll
like,
sell
I,
that one?
Yeah, I know we could sell it, but do we want to be responsible for people walking around with the hammer is my
they
penis
do a promotion
t-shirts?
And it's like, show yourself getting arrested wearing our t-shirt.
Awesome. Show your kids getting suspended from school for wearing our t-shirt class.
Can the character get shot multiple times before he dies?
Oh, God. Have you...
Dude, I don't know like, anything about it.
I saw the trailer for it, but I never actually
dude,
got
there's
it.
There's this thing in there called, like, disarms or whatever. So, like, you would run up on a guy, like, break his elbow, flip him around, like throw him over your foot, and then point a shotgun in his face and blast, like blast it right off. Wow. It was like ridiculous. It was, like I said, it was 50 Cent being the superhero he always wanted to be.
Like, being what gangster rappers always think exactly. that they actually are.
He is the stereotype. Like, that's what it was. He just really wanted to be like the fantasy.
He just doesn't look right in that suit either.
No.
Like, Jay-Z can wear a suit, and I believe it, because he, like, owns half of the New Jersey Nets and all that kind of stuff.
All these, like...
I don't care that 50 Cent, like, owns a bunch of stuff. What are you wearing that suit for?
All of these hard rappers, like, it's funny, man, because they're all, like, on steroids and getting Botox in their face now. It's like, dog, what's hard about shooting botulism into your face, man?
That's just keeping it real.
Like, yeah, I'm keeping it real. Yeah, that's right. When I was in the hood, I was getting shot in the face with botulism. So
now,
I
y'all, excuse me, I got a nails appointment.
Exactly.
I just got shot in the face last week.
I tell you what, my
man. Botox.
I got shot 12 times last week.
Motherfucker came shot me in the face.
I tell you what, man, I might get shot in the neck, but these crow's feet got to go.
Got all my bullet scars laser removed.
I know, right? I just got a body lift.
Pac is turning over in his grave.
If he's dead.
I know, right? He's turning over in his imaginary grave.
Speaking of movies, you seen the trailer for the Biggie movie?
What?
What? I mean,
is it a documentary kind of thing? It's a mockumentary.
I thought we had gotten to a point where Puffy couldn't make any more money off of Biggie. Like,
that day will never come.
You can ride a dead horse nowadays. I didn't realize you could do that.
There will never be a time where Puff Daddy will not be trying to make money off of Biggie. When that happens, it is the end of days.
That's true.
That's like the eighth sign of the apocalypse.
Frogs fall from the sky, and then Puffy stops making anything.
Locusts, frogs.
Puffy can't make a
dime.
Dogs
and cats living together.
Dang,
Puffy decides not to make money off Biggie's corpse anymore.
Seriously, man. I mean, like, Puffy's done everything but, like, dig up the coffin and parade it around New York.
It's coming.
Putting on the Biggie suit.
I was about to say. Because he's buried in a refrigerator box.
Wait till the Knicks win win another championship. Biggie's corpse and Puff Daddy will be on the lead float.
Now you're talking about signs of the apocalypse.
I don't know. In 2 years, they might have LeBron.
You never know. God.
What a range of subjects.
I know. We finished it. I think
Watchmen, Biggie, the Knicks, LeBron.
Vast Nothingness, the sequel.
The return of more nothing.
I know.
The revenge of nothing.
You're totally not going
to
make it.
I remember when bitch used to be really offensive.
I mean, yeah.
And now it's not anymore.
Again,
now
I think you used to have to, like, fight a
girl. I don't think cunt's even offensive anymore.
No, it is.
I don't think cunt is offensive anymore.
Cunt's not offensive, but it just doesn't sound right unless you're British.
I know, dude. How come British people can say it?
Because... I don't know, words like cunt, twat. Like, those are all British words.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of us are born and raised in the South.
Did you
put... Cunt, twat.
Are you responsible for the cunt magnet on my refrigerator?
The wanker cunt magnet?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
God damn, I kept forgetting to ask you about that.
Wanker cunt is a catchphrase a British friend of mine came up with so that... You could offend everyone at once because wankers is what they call guys that are douchebags and cunts, a girl that's a douchebag.
Nice.
So you combine them both so it can fit anyone.
I think
we had t-shirts and magnets and bumper stickers, and I have a coffee mug and a t-shirt that says that on it too.
Like, Sean came up, she's like, "Why do you have a magnet that says wanker cunt on your refrigerator?"
That magnet's been on your refrigerator for like 6 months.
I know. And I noticed it the next day, and I was like, I'm pretty sure Brian's the one that put that there.
That's like, we were trying to find the word that would like offend women the most.
She just looks according like to most women I talk to, cunt.
Yeah, I think we used to say slunt.
Slunt?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, Twyla, what? I didn't close any... Oh.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, that.
Oh, you mean that I closed.
The thing that I closed. Whoops.